This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Dr. Robert Twilley, director of the Louisiana Sea Grant Program, told members of the Governor's Coastal Advisory Commission it's time to rethink coastal restoration projects.
I doubt those marsh creations are going to have more than a 20-year life cycle without modifying the way we manage the river.
Twilley says there's a flaw in the premise of many of these projects, the idea of recreating a natural ecosystem.
All of our ecosystem restoration projects are being designed in landscapes that are already highly engineered. We're not building natural systems back to where they were.
The engineering he refers to is primarily the Mississippi River flood control system, the levees, which force the river up instead of letting it flow out.
Flooding is a fundamental process that built this land.
He even gave the mathematical formula for creating land.
It's laws of physics. It's based on input sediment and the losses, which are a function of sea level rise and subsidence.
And currently, the answer to the equation is a negative number.
We're making a huge investment in marsh creation, but we're doing it in a sediment-starved landscape.
Twilley says with so much of the Mississippi River flood control infrastructure built following the 1927 flood, it's nearing the end of its lifespan. He urged commission members, along with the Coastal Restoration Authority, to reach out and partner with the Army Corps of Engineers as they plan for levee improvements.
There are opportunities to modify the flood control responsibilities of the federal government to incorporate our needs in ecosystem restoration.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.